This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. When the race to develop a COVID-19 vaccine began last year, a 20-year-old company in southwestern Germany was thought to be uniquely positioned to deliver one. CureVac was the first to use messenger RNA technology in medicine, and that's now been deployed in the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. But CureVac's first-generation vaccine fell well short of the efficacy rates achieved by its competitors, and it hasn't yet been able to put one on the market. I sat down with the company's boss, Franz Haas, in the company's Tübingen headquarters, where he told me he's not giving up and he believes a partnership with GlaxoSmithKline is helping. Inside one of the CureVac labs, we get a sneak peek behind the scenes where computers hum, test tubes and their contents are put through their paces, and workers remain laser focused on their tasks at hand.
That's one of the labs from the early process development department to enable better products and better quality.
The road to developing a COVID-19 vaccine, though, has been a long one for CureVac. As its rivals continue to ship billions of doses to countries around the world, this company is still trying to boost its candidate's efficacy. In June, CureVac said its vaccine was 47% effective in a late-stage trial. And this month, it canceled two manufacturing deals after other drug makers boosted their own production. Franz Haas, the company's boss, explains, though, that he's determined to keep going. And a more than $170 million partnership with GlaxoSmithKline, announced in February, has been a game changer.
You know, when we started this entire endeavor, we have been 450 people. Now we are 750 people. To organize a clinical trial, which at the end of the day also included 40,000 subjects globally, in a time where you are not allowed to travel, we have never, and all the other mRNA companies also have never, been doing these kind of phase 3 trials globally. You need a lot of expertise of people who have been doing it.
Do you worry that your vaccine won't reach the required efficacy for approval?
We see that the efficacy between 18 and 50-60 year is pretty good with all the variants. The other thing is we are working on the second generation, and the later this approval is going to happen, certainly the less impact it has. And then certainly we have to take the decision, are we going to swap over full speed only in the second generation and concentrate on this one?
CureVac has received hundreds of millions of dollars in investment, both from the German government, from the European Investment Bank. How has that, we were in your labs earlier, how has that helped you expand your presence and your capability to work on a vaccine at this scale? And do you think it will help?
Definitely. If you start to plan a clinical trial like this rapidly, you need to build up manufacturing, which is a huge investment. And then on top, you have to make your commitments to your suppliers. And this ends up in a significant, up to €1 billion amount. And without this, certainly you cannot do it.
Your company recently went public in the U.S. You know, there are pros and cons to being a public company. But if you publish disappointing results, you know, you could see a negative stock price reaction. Do you worry how that could affect your ability to continue developing?
This is the first product. Yes, we have not been the first one. But we have high hopes that the data are good enough for approval. Then we have to take a decision when is that we say, now we'll shift over to the second generation to be full speed. And then the multivalent and the next one. And the public listing brings you to explain. And of course, if you don't have good news to report, it will have an impact on your share price. And if you then compare the share price to others and say the potential of the entire platform is there, we are just starting. And say, okay, do you want to be early or late?
There was an interesting perspective that somebody published a month or two ago that argued you haven't been able to have the efficacy that you want from the vaccine because you have access to the supply chain to develop these kinds of vaccines that are already on the market. Maybe you should just make somebody else's vaccine. What is your response to that, to those kinds of arguments that you should just give up?
Well, in the field of innovation, if you give up, just you didn't hit your goal in the first place. And again, I think we hit the goal, but not as good as others. Ingmar Hoerl and Florian Fonemel were starting this company 20 years ago. On this basis of the technology, others are developing vaccines, which is good. Also, you see that the efficacy of the other vaccines is going down because of the variants. So we need to develop this further, as the others need as well. Of course, we should not block something which is usable for others.
One of the other differences between your vaccine and the others is the cold storage requirement. Your vaccine could help get more doses to places in the world that need them the most, millions of people who haven't even received their first vaccine.
This was in the beginning. Everyone is working exactly on this cold chain question. The vaccines have been very fragile, couldn't be shaken. Also with the others, as with ours, you're constantly trying to improve your vaccine, especially the stability. And so this is certainly key to bring it to areas where you don't have the stable cold storage. And a lot of improvements already have happened. So I think within a year or 2 years, this completely will have changed.
So you're working on the second generation vaccine at the moment. Do you expect that to be more effective than the first generation?
Yes, absolutely. So this is what we are developing with GSK, GlaxoSmithKline. We had some preclinical studies, so non-human studies, where we clearly have been seeing huge differences. When we started last year, there was not that much known about the virus, but also seeing the different variances who kicked in. So this knowledge is going to be on the development of the second generation as well. But there is certainly an entire program thereafter as well, what we are doing with GSK, that even think about to have multivalent vaccines, that you're putting different kind of mRNA strains in the same vaccine with different kind of variants, or later on to combine it with flu, for example, that you have got your yearly flu shot, and one piece of that one is also giving you corona next version virus protection.
Franz Haas, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.